在满满 APEC 旗帜飘扬 ，APEC 亚太经济合作会议财政部长年会13号在美国财政部长耶伦的致辞下正式开幕。
Our work on sustainable finance has focused on how to mobilize resources to accelerate our just energy transitions and achieve our respective net zero emissions goals.
会议才刚开始，美中互动就成了全场焦点。据传，耶伦与中国财政部长蓝福安几乎是零互动，仅仅点头致意。而即将在15号登场的拜习会，恐怕也会暗潮汹涌。
President Biden has had the opportunity to engage, and so have the rest of us on how we effectively manage peace and stability across the Taiwan Strait, so that we can sustain peace and stability across the Taiwan Strait.
继去年11月在印尼的 G20 峰会，美国总统拜登过了一年，终于要和中国领导人习近平再次面对面会谈。会谈焦点除了着重台海议题，《纽约时报》还报道拜登会向习近平表明不要干预台湾大选。英国《金融时报》则说，两边会后不会发表共同声明，凸显会谈目标不是达成重大协议，但拜登仍会重申美国的一中政策。
The very fact that Sullivan is out talking about that issue suggests that there might be some progress to be made on there.
不过传言习近平希望拜登能表明反对台独，但拜登没有意愿这么做。美中关系如何发展，台湾成了关键之一。金星文林梅姐蔡崇满报道。